What's your expectation for your running game this year?
I would like to see it improve. You know, the last 8 ball games we were better at it, and you know, we'll tailor things for whoever the runner is. You know, whether it's Andre, Stephon, Jonathan, whoever's back there. Each guy likes to run certain plays, and a lot of it also depends on who the 5 guys up front are.
Are you going to run it running back by committee, whereas Ellington may not be a pure number one?
No, Andre's number one, and we'll have different packages, a little bit different this year. We'll have more 2-back packages than we had last year.
Do you want to keep his touches around the same?
I would love to come, you know, 25 to 30 every game, you know, depending on how many passes we can get to him. It's easy to hand it to him, you know, but it's throwing it to him is where he's really dynamic. And as the season progresses, it'll depend on how they treat him as a receiver or a running back.
Minter seems very eager and confident to get in there and just play.
Oh, yeah,
what have you seen out of him so far?
He's a different person. You know, when checking back with the folks at LSU, you know, his freshman year, he was kind of like he was last year. It was like lost. And the sophomore year, he was thrown into a leadership role and really relished in it. So he has done a really nice job right now of accepting the role he's got and trying to expand on it.
How difficult is that role? I mean, he's following Carlos, but those are
yeah,
to be
I mean,
playmakers.
Yeah, that's you're the signal caller. You're the leader of the defense. And, you know, big shoes to fill. Carlos was very dynamic in what he did last year. Todd schemed very well for him, like he will for Kevin and whoever else is in there.
Have you seen anything out of Antonio Cromartie that you didn't already expect?
No, I thought everything that we had hoped for, you know. Very smart player, good leader, good coaching up the young guys, everything you'd hope for.
Coach, have you noticed a difference maybe in Andre Ellington, his confidence level, how he's approaching the job, knowing that he is a number one back right now?
He's always had a lot of confidence. That's what I like about him. And he's got that great smile, and he can run real fast. You know, that's a good combination. So, yeah, he's got a little more swagger. He had success in the National Football League, and that gives you some, you know. It's better to earn it than to talk about it.
What does Ted Ginn's experience add to Michael and Larry?
Well, he doesn't have that much experience as a wideout, surprisingly. I have no idea why. You know, most of his years were kick returning, other than a couple years in Miami. And he's been outstanding route runner and catching the ball extremely well. So he just adds speed to the core that we haven't had much speed.